what triggered you to do your solo album? How was this idea born?
Actually, I have to admit, it was Yanis who told me. Who said, why don't you make a solo LP record? And I didn't really think I had, that's what I should do, or I had the material. And he said, just go through all the stuff that, you know, that you've recorded solo over the years, and then record some new stuff and make something. And so, because he kind of he also runs the label.
Yeah.
So he proposed it to me, I felt, and I also felt when you make, I don't know, it was a kind of weird thing of ego. I felt like this, it was too, just making a solo, I was kind of insecure about it. But because he proposed that, then I felt like, okay, I'll try and see. And I found all this material that I had, and so slowly, actually, the marker is really a collection of stuff. It's, you know, it's all from different places, and then I recorded some more recent stuff. So it was really fun to do. It took me a long time. I think I spent a year looking at stuff, and but it was really I felt like it was an assignment from Yanni.
You're making with him also music for movies.
Well, actually, the main thing we do is this Rembetika thing, and we improvise together as well. More and more, that's growing. We started improvising, and then we started really getting conceptual with the Rembetika stuff. But we're slowly going back to improvising more and more. But the music that we make attracts film people and dancers a lot. So we get asked a lot. Sometimes not to make music, they want to use stuff that's already on the CDs. It's really the project that I have where I get the most people asking, can we use this for the film? And I think it's because it's filmic and really atmospheric stuff. So mostly the music we've made that are in films is coming from the CDs, and it's coming from filmmakers asking for stuff. And we do some work with dancers. There's a CD called Folia, and a German dancer called Marcella Gies, who lives in Berlin, she took the CD and made a piece completely based on the music, and now she wants us to perform it live, because she's made the piece really from, so we have to play it again the way it is, which is hard because it was improvised quite a lot. So we get I think the dance and the film stuff is really stuff that comes from that we're invited from outside. That, you know, we're not thinking, hey, let's make films or something. That comes more from the other side.
Nowadays, the composer is more appreciated as an improviser.
True.
Why do you think that our Western civilization did? Pushed the improvisation to the borders.
Why?
Yeah.
Maybe it's really this sort of thing to do with people believe that you didn't work hard enough or something, because it happens. In English, you say you're just making it up as you go along, and that's easy. And you haven't worked hard, you haven't stayed at home and written. Because we really live in a society that's really to do with, in English, it's called meritocratic, meritocracy. Where, you know, you have to work hard to show that, you know, and so when you're a composer, you write it all down. You kind of get tortured by it. But if you do it live, it's, people think it's easy. They say, oh, it's just jamming. They say it's just jamming, and so I think it comes from that. But I think that attitude changed because there is so much great improvised music, and composers have seen it. Composers who don't improvise, they've said, I wrote a piece that sounds like it's improvised, but it's totally written. And then this group play a piece, and they played it completely improvised, and it sounds better than my composed piece. So they're aware that music is not. You know, it's not. It's how you create it together in the moment, or not in the moment. It's not to do with, you know, how hard you worked on it. It's so many. There are so many aspects. So I think now, there's been so many examples of great improvised music that people can't deny it. right across also improvised dance, improvised theatre. It's not only music, it's really, and also a lot of great music and great composed music comes out of improvisation in the first place anyway. It ends up being formed, you know, because you have control freaks that want to make it into something, but a lot of it begins as
it, because I also think that it has something to do also with the control of the people,
yeah,
and with the ego.
Yeah,
because the improvisation is like yes and the composition is no.
yeah, exactly. Mostly, yeah.
Mostly, yes.
That's really fun with Yanni, because he also admits he's a complete control freak.
Mm.
But I think he really likes working with me, because he doesn't have control of what I do, and somehow he also loses a bit control of what he does in the process, because he has to work fast because he's processing. And I think for him, because the rest of the time he's composing stuff where he's really telling the players, you know, he gives them freedom, but he's also really controlling stuff. So I think he really appreciates doing these concerts, and he gets a lot of good feedback from it. It's not like people come up to him and go, why are you doing this, you know, weird jam shit, you know, just do your composer stuff. People come up and say, that was fucking amazing, Yanni, that you do that stuff as well. So I think he also got feedback from that.
How do you see the difference between jam and improvisation? because
jamming.
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, yeah. I used to jam when I was a teenager. Yeah. We were just all playing together, but we weren't. Firstly, we weren't performing to anyone.
Mm.
And it was just like somebody was playing the same thing over and over, and someone was playing a solo on top of it.
Mm. Yeah.
More like
that. That's how I perceive it. Also,
there wasn't much intuition involved. Mm. It was just like
forums and
noodling. So yeah. For me, improvisation is you're standing on the edge of a cliff the whole time, and you're exposing yourself. Your trousers can fall down at any moment. You're really, if you do it like really, I think if you do it in the most intense way, you expose yourself and you take risks, and you also expose yourself, and it can go horribly wrong, and you have to accept that. And the audience has come there, and they also have to accept that could happen, rather than just. Because there's a lot of improvisation that's also awful, where the players are just showing their
skills.
They're not listening,
and
all three of them are doing it, or all four or all five, and so you get like five people showing you what they can do, but actually there's music, and then you get musicians who are just using their ears and their senses, and they're working together. And when that happens, it's like magic. It's the best music on earth.
Yep.
And you feel like you're in a really special moment, because that's happened. It's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
You're never going to hear anything like that again. That's great.
It is funny that if you try to repeat it, you never can get the same energy.
No, but or then what you do is you try to make songs, and but then you build it in a different way, and you have to let other forces in to make it work. But no, you're right. You can't repeat those things.
Mm-hmm.